像开头的时候，请弟兄姊妹先和我一同来读一些主的话。
So to start, I'd like brothers and sisters to read some of God's words with me.
请弟兄姊妹打开马可福音。
Let's turn to the book of Mark.
马可福音。
Gospel of Mark.
第十三章。
Chapter 13.
马可十三章三十一节到三十三节。
Verse 31 to 33.
天地要废去，我的话却不能废去。但那日子那时辰，没有人知道。连天上的使者也不知道，子也不知道，唯有父知道。你们要谨慎，警醒祈祷，因为你们不晓得那日期几时来到。
Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. But about that day or hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. Be on guard, be alert.You do not know when that time will come.
路加福音
The book of Luke.
第三十三节到三十五节
Chapter 21, verse
33-35. 天地要废去，我的话却不能废去。你们要谨慎，恐怕因贪食醉酒。并今生的思虑累住你们的心，那日子就如同网罗忽然临到你们，因为那日子要这样临到全地上一切居住的人。
Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. Be careful, or your hearts will be weighted down with carousing, drunkenness, and anxieties of life, and that day will close on you suddenly like a trap.For it will come on all those who live on the face of the whole earth.
我们请看旧约以西结书，先知以西结书。
Let's turn to the Old Testament and to the prophet Isaiah, Ezekiel.
以西结书第三章。
Book of Ezekiel, chapter 3.
我们从十七节读起，要读到二十一节。
We're reading from verse 17 to 21.
以西结书第三章十七节，人子啊，我立你做以色列家守望的人，所以你要听我口中的话，替我警戒他们。我何时指着恶人说他必要死？你若不警戒他，也不劝诫他，使他离开恶行，拯救他的性命，这恶人必死在罪孽之中。我却要向你讨他丧命的罪。倘若你警戒恶人，他仍不转离罪恶，也不离开恶行，他必死在罪孽之中，你却救自己脱离了罪。再者，一人何时离义而犯罪，我将绊脚石放在他面前，他就必死。因你没有警戒他，他必死在罪中。他素来所行的义不被纪念，我却要向你讨他丧命的罪。倘若你警戒一人，使他不犯罪，他就不犯罪，他因受警戒就必存活，你也救自己脱离了罪。
Son of man, I have made you a watchman for the people of Israel. So hear the word I speak and give them warning from me. When I say to a wicked personYou will surely die, and you do not warn them or speak out to dissuade them from their evil ways in order to save their life. That wicked person will die for their sin, and I will hold you accountable for their blood. But if you do warn the wicked person, and they do not turn from their wickedness or from their evil ways, they will die for their sins, but you will have saved yourself. Again, when a righteous person turns from their righteousness and does evil, and I put a stumbling block before them, they will die.Since you did not warn them, they will die for their sins. The righteous thing, that the person did will not be remembered, and I will hold you accountable for their blood. But if you do warn the righteous person not to sin, and they do not sin, they will surely live because they took warning, and you will have saved yourself.
我们再看第三十三章。
Let's turn to chapter 33.
我们先读第一节到第三节。
Verse 1-3.
耶和华的话临到我说，人子啊，你要告诉本国的子民说，我使刀剑临到哪一国，哪一国的民，他从他们中间选立一人为守望的，他见刀剑临到那地，若吹角警戒民众。
The word of the Lord came to me, Son of man, speak to your people and say to them, When I bring the sword against the land, and the people of the land choose one of their men and make him their watchman, and he sees the sword coming against the land, and blows a trumpet to warn the people.
本来我是想读到下面第六节啊。
Originally I wanted to read to verse 6.
不过我看弟兄的那个他的那个讲义上恐怕没有，我就不读了。
But I was scared that the brother next to me did not have up to verse 6.
然后我们就从第七节读到第九节。
So now we'll read from verse 7-9.
人子啊，我照样立你做以色列家守望的人，所以你要听我口中的话，替我警戒他们。我对恶人说，恶人啊，你必要死。你以西结若不开口警戒恶人，使他离开所行的道，这恶人必死在罪孽之中。我却要向你讨他丧命的罪。倘若你警戒恶人转离所行的道，他仍不转离，他必死在罪孽之中，你却救自己脱离了罪。
Son of man, I have made you a watchman for the people of Israel. So hear the word I speak, and give them warning from me. When I say to the wicked,You wicked person, you will surely die. And you do not speak out to dissuade them from their ways. That wicked person will die for their sin. And I will hold you accountable for their blood. But if you do warn the wicked person to turn from their ways, and they do not do so, they will die for their sins, though you yourself will be saved.
最后我们看第四十章，以西结书第四十章。
Now let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 40.
我们从第一节读到第四节。
From verse 1-4.
我们被掳掠第二十五年，耶路撒冷城攻破后十四年，正在年初月之初十日，耶和华的灵原文是手降在我身上，把我带到以色列地，在神的意象中带我到以色列地，安置在至高的山上，在山上南边又仿佛一座城建立，他带我到那里，见有一人颜色如铜，手拿麻绳和量度的杆站在门口。那人对我说：“人子啊，凡我所指示你的，你都要用眼看，用耳听，并要放在心上。我带你到这里来，特为要指示你，凡你所见的，你都要告诉以色列家。”
In the 25th year of our exile, at the beginning of the year, on the 10th of the month, in the 14th year after the fall of the city, on that very day the hand of the Lord was on me, and he took me there. In visions of God, he took me to the land of Israel and set me on a very high mountain. On those south sides were some buildings that looked like a city. He took me there, and I saw a man whose appearance was like bronze. He was standing in the gateway with a linen cord and a measuring rod in his hand. The man said to me,Son of man, look carefully and listen closely, and pay attention to everything I am going to show you, for that is why you have been brought here. Tell the people of Israel everything you see.
我们昨天已经和弟兄姊妹讲到。
So yesterday we already told the brothers and sisters.
当主耶稣论到这个末后的日子的时候。
When God talks about the end times.
他提到一个那日子那时辰。
He talks about that day, that hour.
我们说过，这是在神整个荣耀的计划里面。
It is part of God's glorious plan.
在他工作中间最隐秘的一个日子。
Now, of all his work, this is the most secretive one.
神心中有很多的奥秘。
God has a lot of mysteries.
那么他透过他的儿子都愿意启示给我们。
But through his son, he's willing to show us all of it.
但唯独在他工作中间这一个日子。
But except, this one specific day.
那么呢他没有告诉任何人。
He did not tell anyone.
天上的使者不知道。
The angels of heaven doesn't know.
子也不知道。
Nor the son.
唯独父自己知道。
But only the father himself.
所以因此呢主为着这个日子他说我们需要警醒。
So because of this, God tells us that we have to be alert.
所以今天在教会中很多人常常提醒说我们需要警醒需要警醒。
So nowadays, a lot of people would tell everyone in church to be alert, to be alert.
而主为什么要我们警醒呢?
So why does God want us to be alert?
就要为着那个日子。
For that very specific day.
因为主说那个日子你们不知道。
Because that day, we will not know.
所以你需要警醒。
So we have to be alert.
我们昨天也讲到。
So yesterday we also talked about.
这不仅主耶稣讲到的那日子那时辰。
God didn't talk about just that day and that time.
在旧约圣经里面。
In the Old Testament,
特别那班先知们
especially among the prophets,
在他们的侍奉里
within their service,
在他们传递神话语的时候
when they were preaching God's word,
他们都意识到了那个日子
they all sensed that day,
并且他们也看到那个日子
they also saw that day,
所以几乎所有的先知们都论到那个日子
so all of the prophets concluded that there will be a day,
那么到了新约时代
So when it came to the New Testament,
主不仅把这个话告诉了门徒们。
God not only tell the apostles.
以后我们看见使徒们在他们的侍奉中。
That when we see the apostles in their works.
他们也很清楚地意识到了那个日子。
They all also realized that day.
所以他们称它为那日。
So they refer to that day.
旧约圣经里面的先知们告诉我们那是耶和华的日子。
In the Old Testament, the prophets refer to that day as the day of the Lord.
那个是一个荣耀的大日子。
That is going to be a glorious day.
因为神在他计划中，所有一切的事物都在那一天达到完成。
That in God's grand plan is all will come to fruition on that glorious day.
弟兄姊妹就可以知道那个日子的重要。
So you can feel the importance of that day.
所以在那一日的里面，我们会看见圣经讲起。有很多讲到很多方面。
So in the Bible, it talks about many aspects of that day.
它不仅讲到在那一日，神一切的工作都完成了。
It doesn't just tell us that God's work will all be done on that day.
在那日，耶稣基督降临。
That on that day, Jesus descend.
在那一日，天国降临。
That on that day, the heavenly kingdom will descend.
那么，并且我们知道，在那一日。
And we also know that on that day.
宇宙中所蕴藏的一切邪恶的势力和那个恶者完全被扫除。
That all the evil forces of the universe will all be destroyed.
地上所有邪恶的势力全部都结束。
That all the evil forces on the earth will also be wiped away.
并且地上的列国都要受到审判。
That all the nations of the earth will be judged.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
这是一个大日子。
This is going to be a glorious day.
我昨天已经讲这个日子迫在眼前。
And I mentioned yesterday this day is right around the corner.
你我活在这个末后日子的圣徒是有福的。
That by living in this end time, we are blessed.
因为我们可能亲眼会看见这些事情的发生。
Because we have the opportunity to see these things happening firsthand.
特别青年的弟兄姊妹们
especially the younger brothers.
希望在你年轻的时候，你就能够意识到这个日子。
That when you are young, you could already realize and notice this day.
这是有福的。
You are blessed.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，那个日子，神不仅完成他的工作，扫除撒旦所有一切的作为。
Brothers and sisters, on that day, not only will God complete His work, not only will He completely eradicate the Satan.
但是对我们来讲，也是一个重要审判的日子。
To us, it's also an important judgment day.
弟兄姊妹们，很多人都很怕审判啊。
Brothers and sisters, everyone's scared of judgment.
其实审判呢？就是一个考验，就是一个过滤。
That the judgment is a test, it's a process.
那神要把所有一切不出于基督的东西，统统把它过滤掉。
That everything that is not does not belong to Christ will be filtered out.
所以在哥林多前书第三章，保罗这样说了。
So that's why Paul said in Corinthians.
First Corinthians chapter 3.
First Corinthians chapter 3.
Yeah.保罗告诉我们，我们个人的工程，其实那就是个人在地上所有的工作。
That Paul says that all of our own personal works.
那一天，通通要被显明。
And on that day, all be shown.
弟兄姊妹们，你自以为对的、自以为是的，不行的。
All the things that you thought was self, was correct.
那么就要考验看我们今天我们所做的是不是符合于主的心意。
So then we will test whether or not the things we do is fulfilling to God's will.
这是非常重要的事情。
This is very important.
弟兄姊妹们，圣经告诉我们，我们所行所做都要被显明出来。
Brother and sister, the Bible mentioned that everything we do will be shown on.
其实，在新约圣经里面呢。
Actually, in the New Testament.
有八次提到。
It was mentioned 8 times.
到那一天，我们个人要按照个人的行为受审判。
That we will be judged according to our deeds and actions.
弟兄姊妹，没有人能保你的。
No one will be there to protect you.
你求别人也没有用的。
Even if you beg someone.
到那一天，每个人都要面对主。
On that day, everyone will face the Lord.
你一生所做的，一生所行的，通通要摊在主的跟前。
Everything you have done in your life will be shown before God.
罗马书里面告诉我们很清楚。
In the book of Romans, it's
clear. 到那一天，你要把你一生所做的事情都要说出来。
That everything you've done in your life will be spoken out.
求主给我们有敬畏主的心。
That we may have a reverent heart for God.
弟兄姊妹们，所以基督徒的生活不能随便。
So our lives cannot just be plain.
我们需要跟着圣灵的膏油走。
That we have to follow the anointing oil from the Holy Spirit.
我们知道我们凭着自己做不到的。
We know that we can't do this by ourselves.
我们对主的亏欠，对得罪神、得罪人的太多了。
We have a wrong God and wrong people too many times.
但是你需要在主面前注意你的行为。
But we have to be careful of our actions before God.
到那一天，每一个人都要受审判。
On that day, everyone will be judged.
有人说为什么要受每个人都受审判呢？
Why does everyone have to be judged?
我想我延长出去，简单的再解释一下。
I could quickly explain.
因为你我在主的眼中都是珍宝。像宝石一样。
Because you and me before God are like precious gem, precious stone.
你如果读启示录到末了的时候，
If you read Revelation,
那一座城，
that
圣城，
city, that holy city,
新耶路撒冷，
the New Jerusalem,
那就是教会，
that is the church.
那是神借着众圣徒把它建造起来的。
That is the church that God built from all the believers.
但是圣经告诉我们，那是用宝石。用金金所建造起来的。
But God said that city is built by precious stones.
所以你知道吗？今天我们在主的眼中是宝石啊。
So before God today, we are precious stones.
如果今天你去一个宝石店，
So if you were to go to a jewelry shop,
你看见最小的一颗钻石，这个店主都要用放大镜仔细的看，对不对？
So even the smallest diamond, the owner of the store will still use a magnifying glass.
如果是个石头，你就不要这样看。
If it's just a piece of stone, no one will bother examining.
你我在主的眼中极其宝贵。
Before God's eyes, we are very precious.
因为我们里面有主的生命。
Because we have the life of God in us.
我们里面有主的性情。
We have the attributes of God.
所以主我们一生过来之后。
So after you live our life,
主要看看我们里面那个基督的性情到底有多少。
So God wants to see how much of Christ is in us.
所以因此将来有一个大审判。
So that once there's a grand judgment.
弟兄姊妹，你如果是明白这一个，
So if you understand this,
那么你在地上的追求，你就会把注意力专注在自己，不会注意在别人身上。
Then you will have your focus on yourself and not on others.
我们整天眼睛都看着别人呢。
Every day our eyes are on others.
这人如何，那人如何。
How's this person? How's that person?
你记得彼得有一次就是这样。
And one time that was what Peter did.
主在那里一直跟他讲，他就回头看约翰，他说这人将来如何。
And Peter would just turn around and point to John and said, how will this person be?
主说这人将来如何，与你何干呢？
And Jesus said, how this person will turn out, why does it matter to you?
你跟从我吧。
Just follow me.
亲爱弟兄姊妹们，所以我常常讲，基督徒最好少管闲事啊。
So dear brothers and sisters, that's why I said that Christians should not.
如果你自己做不好，你到处管别人，这有什么意思呢？
That you shouldn't take too many matters into your hands.
所以主的话提醒我们。
So God's word reminds us.
到那一天，我们需要审判。
That on that day when we are faced with judgment.
个人要按照个人的行为受审判。
Everyone is judged by their own actions.
所以求主怜悯我们。
So may God have mercy on us.
主还没有回来。
God hasn't came back yet.
主宽容我们。
God has shown us grace.
所以我们还有日子可以把自己好好的修正它。
So we have plenty of time to still fix ourselves.
所以哥林多前书保罗讲了，到那日。
So Paul's mentioned in 1 Corinthians on that day.
个人所做的工通通显明出来了。
That all the works that we have done will be shown before God.
啊，那么呢？不仅在哥林多书信有这样的劝勉。
Not only is it in the letters in the Corinthians.
在希伯来书第十章里面有这样的话。
希伯来。
Hebrews.
Oh, Hebrews. Hebrews also mentions.
Yeah, chapter 10, 第十章里面讲到。
Okay, chapter 10 mentions.
哎，你没有带圣经啊？
啊，抱歉。
哦，那么你我要读圣经怎么办？
那。出手机。
嗯，有吗？
有。
OK。哎，要带圣经啊。其实这句话是很弟兄姊妹很熟的，不可停止聚会。
That we cannot stop gathering as a church.
既知道那日子，就更当如此。
Since we know about that day, we should be even more.
所以弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？聚会是为着那日子的。
So the reason why we gather as a church is for that day.
所以你随便不聚会呀。
So you can't just not come to church.
你知道多严重吗？
Do you know how serious that is?
我以为说，哎呀，今天不去聚会什么关系呢？
So you might think, oh, I'm just not going to church.
使徒告诉我们不可以停止聚会。
The apostles tell us you cannot stop.
既知道那日子如此，更当如此。
And knowing that day will come, we should even be more aware.
所以聚会也是一个非常重要的一件事情。
So that the going to church is a very important matter.
当然了，今天我们来这里聚会啊，弟兄姊妹们，最主要你要聚一个有生命的聚会。
And the main reason why we gather is to have a living church.
我们需要有主的生命在我们的中间。
We need to have a Christ's life in us.
聚会非常非常的重要。
Going to church is very important.
其实呢，圣徒的聚会最主要的目的是为了敬拜。
The main reasons why the apostles gathered was to praise.
这个讲道啊，做其他的事情呢，都是附带的东西。
Sermons and preaching via all other aspects.
真正的是敬拜。
But the true reason is for praise.
所以你要有一个心，在聚会的时候要和弟兄姊妹们一同来敬拜神。
So you have to have a heart that's willing to praise God with brothers and sisters.
我曾经碰见一个姊妹。
So once I met a sister.
当她的那个baby 很小，她的孩子很小的时候。
When her child was really small.
她很喜欢聚会。
She loves going to church.
但是每次抱孩子来了，她也没办法坐在聚会里。
But when she brought her baby with her, she's not able to sit in the main
congregation. 毕竟孩子有时候会闹。
Because the baby could cry.
所以有一天她跑来问我了。她跑来问我。
So she came and asked him.
她说孙弟兄啊。
她
说我带孩子去，我也不能好好聚会啊。那么呢，孩子又吵，我好不好？我就留在家里吧。
So she came and asked brother's son. Since I have a baby with me and the baby's going to be very noisy, should I just not come to church?
我对她说不，姊妹，你要清楚一件事情。
So I told her no, sister. You have to realize one important thing.
什么是聚会啊
？What is church?
聚会就是聚。
Church means to be together.
要跟弟兄姊妹聚。
You have to be together with your brothers and sisters.
并不在乎我们讲多少道、听多少道、做多少事。
It doesn't matter how much preaching we do, how much studies we do.
因为聚会最重要的意义是敬拜。
Because the most important aspect of the church is to pray.
所以我每次来聚会，你不要以为说，哎呀，今天晚上有人来讲道了，我们来听道。听道是不错的。
So you shouldn't think, we have come here today because someone's here preaching.
但是你的态度不对。
Although preaching is, although hearing,
你要有个感觉，你来是和弟兄姊妹一同敬拜主的。
So though coming to hear the sermon is good, you must have a heart that says that I'm here to praise the Lord.
所以如果你这样想，
so you think like this,
你就知道聚会的重要。
Then you know the importance of church.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我们的姊妹这个话听进去了。
That the sister listened to what I have said.
所以她以后不管是刮风下雨照样来。
So it doesn't matter if it's raining or windy, she comes.
所以亲爱弟兄姊妹们，不可以停止聚会，请你记得。
So brothers and sisters cannot stop coming to church.
因为我们的聚集最主要的目的是敬拜。
Because the main reason for our gathering is to praise the Lord.
所以这是希伯来书使徒们提到那个日子给我们的一个警戒。
So when in the Hebrews, when the apostles mentioned about that day, this is something they mentioned. They warn us.
彼得后书第三章也讲到。
In 2 Peter also mentions.
我看这些话呢，我们读一下好了。
Let's read the words. Read the words of God.
彼得后书第三章。
2 Peter chapter 3.
这些话都非常的重要啊。
These words are all very important.
彼得后书第三章第十节。
2 Peter chapter 3 verse 10.
但主的日子要像贼来到一样，那日必有大，那日天必大有响声废去，有行止的都要被烈火消化，地和其上的物都要烧尽了。这一切既然都要如此消化，你们为人该当怎样圣洁，怎样敬虔，切切仰望神的日子来到。在那日天被火烧就消化了，有行止的都要被烈火融化，但我们照他的应许盼望新天新地，有义居在其中。
Verse 10 to 13. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief. The heaven will disappear with a roar. The elements will be destroyed by fire. And the earth and everything done in it will be laid bare. Since everything will be destroyed in this way, what kind of people ought you be? You ought to be holy and godly lives. Ought to live holy and godly lives. As you look forward to the day of the Lord and see its coming.The day will bring about the destruction of the heavens by the fire, and the elements will be melted in heat. But in keeping with his promise, we are looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth where righteous dwells.
你看彼得在他晚年的时候，他有了这么一个看见。
So as you can see, when Peter was old, he saw this.
那日是一个何等可畏的日子。
That it's such a desirable a day.
弟兄姊妹，所有有心智的统统消化。
Everything will be destroyed.
哇，这个是二十世纪的科学家才懂得的话。
Oh, this is something that only 21st century scientists will understand.
彼得两千年前就知道这件事情。
Yet Peter understood this 2,000 years ago.
弟兄姊妹们，我再说，因为我今天活在地上的圣徒。
Brothers and sisters, I'll repeat again.
有一天我们会看见这个日子。
That as we are living on this earth, one day we'll see this day.
你不仅看见神的旨意得成就。
Not only will you see God's will come to fruition,
你也会看见整个天地天翻地覆。
You will see the heavens be flipped.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，这是神的话。
This is God's word.
所以主再一再地说，天地可以废去，我的话一点一话都不能废去。
So God keeps on mentioning that heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will never pass away.
所以要相信主的话。
So we have to believe in God's word.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
因此主告诉我们，你需要警醒。
Therefore, God tells us that we have to be on guard, be alert.
那么昨天呢
？So yesterday,
我们已经和弟兄姊妹们讲到了。
We already told brothers and sisters.
我们感谢我们的神。
That we thank our Lord.
他不仅要我们警醒守望。
That not only does He want us to be on guard and be alert.
他自己是警醒守望的。
That He Himself is also on guard and alert.
因为我们的神也不打盹，也不睡觉。
Because our Lord does not rest or sleep.
所以弟兄姊妹们，他昼夜看顾他的百姓。
That day and night He watches over His people.
所以我们感谢神。
So we thank the Lord.
那么今天我们知道，在这个时代中，主也呼召我们来做守望的人。
So that in this age, in this time, God still calls us to be watchmen.
那么在神的工作里，每一个时代。神的百姓在不同的环境的里面，他们有不同的遭遇，神呼召不同的人出来做守望的人。
That through different ages and through different environments, God calls on His people and calls for watchmen.
所以我们称这些人是时代的守望者。
So we call these people watchmen of the age.
今天我们处在这个时代，神也呼召我们起来做时代的守望者。
So in our modern age, God also calls for us to be watchmen of the age.
弟兄姊妹们，
So dear brothers and sisters,
我们昨天说过，为什么神会呼召这些先知们他们来做守望的人呢？
So yesterday you mentioned, why does God call for the prophets to be watchmen?
因为先知人，先知有个特长，就他们的灵非常的火药。
And what we mentioned was that because these prophets, their spiritual lives are very fervent.
先知们是活在灵里面的。他们活在灵里面。
That they live out their spiritual lives.
所以他们跟神之间有交通。
That they communicate with God.
他们可以传递神的话语。
That they could speak out God's commands.
所以弟兄姊妹们，所有的先知
So dear brothers and sisters, all of the prophets
都是那个黑暗时代中间的明灯。
They were all the lamp. They were all lamps in a very dark time.
也是一个大昏睡时代中间的警醒者。
That they were also a watchman of in a very very destructive age.
我们知道今天呢，地上的教会。
So we know that today, the churches.
大体来看都在睡觉。
That most of the churches are asleep.
你知道吧？整个教会都在沉睡呀、啊。
That the entire church is asleep.
这个时代、啊、叫人很容易昏睡。
That this age will easily let people fall.
特别在灵里面昏睡。
Especially spiritually.
我们今天真的能感觉到时代这么紧迫，但是神的儿女们呢昏昏沉沉的。
That this time is so urgent, yet people are falling asleep.
这实在是一个可怕的现象。
That this age is a very scary sign.
所以愿主的灵把我们唤醒了。
That may God's Spirit wake us up.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们真是渴望主来的日子之前，地上能有一个大的复兴。
That we may desire that before God comes, there's a great reformation.
一个大的觉醒。
That there's a great awakening.
啊，我们知道在教会历史上，圣灵曾经做过这些荣耀的事情。
That we know throughout church's history, there's many times where the Holy Spirit.
所以弟兄姊妹们，不要昏睡啊。
So brothers and sisters, do not fall asleep.
哎，你要活在灵里面。
You have to live out your.
主知道我们的肉体有软弱。
God knows that our body is weak.
但是警醒是灵的问题。
So staying awake is a spiritual matter.
啊，所以先知们呢，都是在那个以色列百姓昏沉睡觉的时候，他们是警醒的人。
So the prophets were all awake when the rest of the Israelites were asleep.
感谢神。
So bless the Lord.
因此，在历世历代许多的先知。留下了宝贵的信息。
So throughout all the ages, the prophets left some very, very important information.
在这些信息里面有个特色。
That in all these information, there's a special, similar point.
就是先知的眼光总是有两面的。
That in the prophet's perspective, there's two perspectives.
他们一面看见将来永远的。
In one aspect, they could see the future and the everlasting.
他们也一面看见眼前的。
On other perspective, they see the current.
这是一个很矛盾的现象。
This is a very, very perplexing.
他们看见眼前之后，心里难过。
They see the current situation, they're sad.
他们会痛苦，他们会流泪。
That is sorrowful, and then they'll shed tears.
但是看见永远的。
But when they see the everlasting,
就叫他们里面充满了欢呼和赞美。
It fills them with praise and joy.
这是一种矛盾的现象。
This is very perplexing.
今天有属灵感觉的人也是这样的。
So today, many people who are spiritual.
如果我们的眼呢，在地上看看地上的教会，看看弟兄姊妹啊，有很多的时候都是叫人很伤痛啊，叫人很灰心啊，啊，叫人很下沉，对不对呢？
That if we look at brothers and sisters today in earth, we might be very sad, we might be very discouraged.
但是你不可以只有这样的眼光。
But you cannot just have this viewpoint.
整天看见都是教会的难处。
That all you see is the troubles of the church.
整天看见都是弟兄姊妹的难处。
All you see is the troubles of the brothers and sisters.
不，我们里面还有另外一个眼光。
No, we have a different, another perspective.
我们能看见永远的事。
That we can see the everlasting.
先知们就是不仅看见永远，也看见现在。
That prophets not only see the everlasting, and they also see.
不仅看见现在，也看见永远。
That they don't see just the current, but they also see that everlasting.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
啊，并且呢，圣经的原则告诉我们。
That the Bible tells us,
是永远的支配眼前的。
That's everlasting. That decides the current.
所以你有永远的眼光的话呢
？So you have a if you have a field of view for the eternity.
你就完全不会在乎眼前的这个情况。
Then so that way you wouldn't care about the current situation.
或者说你不会受眼前事物的影响。
Or you wouldn't be affected by the current situation.
我感谢我的主啊。
So I thank my God.
弟兄姊妹，我出来侍奉主时候年纪很轻。
So when I came out to serve God, I was very young.
当然了，我跟弟兄姊妹们相处在一起很多难处的。
Of course, when I was with the brothers and sisters, there were lots of difficulties.
啊，不仅我们年轻人有难处。
Not only do us young people.
我看那些年长的也有难处。
Also, the elderly also have difficulties.
我看见那些所谓的大工人也有难处。
Even the coworkers have difficulties.
所以有很多青年弟兄姊妹在一起就批评论断，讲这些都越讲越灰心，对吧？
So the young brothers and sisters would just discuss and gossip about this, and everyone just becomes more.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
主后来开我的眼睛。
But God looks me in the eye.
透过主的话，看见永远的。
that through my eyes I was able to see the everlasting.
我整个生活改变。
My entire life changed.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我说我常常跟弟兄姊妹讲。
I frequently tell
people. 若是你没有这个永远的看见。
If you're not able to see the everlasting.
你侍奉主啊。一百个心都给你挥得光光的。
Even if you have 100 hearts, you'll be heartbroken.
是不是呢？
Isn't that
弟兄姊妹，今天在教会中，你是一百个心都给你挥得光光的。
The brothers and sisters, that if you work in the church today, 100 hearts will be heartbroken.
但是因为永远的看见。
But if you see the eternity.
所以呢，你永远不灰心。
You will never be heartbroken.
感谢主，主能保守我直到今天呢。
Thank the Lord that He's able to protect me to this day.
弟兄姊妹们，需要有永远的看见。
That you have to be able to see the everlasting.
这是多么宝贵的一件事情。
This is such a precious thing.
因为圣徒，因为我们知道先知的灵是刚强的。
Because the prophet's spiritual life is strong.
他们也活在灵的里面。
They're living a spiritual life.
他们在，就像新约所讲，他们在灵的里面与神有交通。
That through their spiritual life, they're able to communicate with
God. 太重要了。
This is so important.
如果今天我们只跟人有交通是不够的。
So if today we only talk among
people, 你必须跟主有交通。
You must communicate with God.
你必须要叫你的灵在这个黑暗的时代中像光明的灯一样。
You have to have your spiritual life be like a light in this dark time.
昨天我已经讲了很多了啊。
So yesterday I spoke about this a lot.
所以弟兄姊妹们，神呼召人来做时代的守望者。
So God calls for people to become watchmen of the age.
那么今天晚上呢，我们要来看另外一个先知。
So today we're going to look at a different prophet.
这先知以西结。
Prophet Ezekiel.
以西结书啊，一般来讲，对弟兄姊妹来讲都觉得是很困难的一卷书啊。
Ezekiel is generally a tough book for brothers and sisters.
但是以西结书非常的宝贵。
But the book of Ezekiel is very precious.
刚才我们读到以西结书的时候。
Before we read the book of Ezekiel.
我们看见神呼召以西结做守望的人。
That we see God calls for Ezekiel to become a watchman.
因为以西结是一个顺从灵跟随神的人。
Ezekiel is someone who follows God spiritually.
我们知道他是在以色列人被掳的年间，初期被掳年间的一个圣徒。
And we know that he's a prophet during the time when the initial Babylonian comes and captures them.
他是一个祭司。
He's a priest.
按理讲他是要侍，他是这个可以侍奉主的。
That he should be able to serve the Lord.
但是以色列国呢被巴比伦灭亡了。
But Israel got destroyed by the Babylonians.
那么城墙也那个圣殿也被毁了。
That the holy place got destroyed.
所以他是以色列人中间头一批被掳的人。
That he's the first batch of people that got exiled.
那个时候呢，这个巴比伦呢。把以色列人中间的有相当一批的年轻人呢，把他们掳到巴比伦去。
During that time, the Babylonians took a bunch of young Israelites.
那么他被掳去做什么呢
？So when he got taken there, what did he do?
他被掳到那个加巴鲁河边去做奴工。
He was taken to the
Chiba River of Chiba.
The River of Chiba to be slavery.
在那里呢，那听说呢。这个加巴鲁河是一条运河，所以他们要有时候常常要疏通运河的。
That the river is a
channel 一个。
It's a channel.
那么这个呢哈，后来呢，过没多久，但以理他们也被掳。
And shortly after, Daniel also got exiled.
但是呢，但以理好像看起来呢比较 lucky 啊。
But Daniel
比较幸运。
But Daniel seemed to be more lucky, right?
因为他被掳到。巴比伦的王宫里面去了。
Because right, he got captured, he got taken to the palace of the Babylonian king.
哇，他的生活跟这个以西结完全不一样。
His life compared to Ezekiel is completely different.
他在王宫里面可以吃王的膳食，饮王的酒。
Daniel could eat the food of the king and drink the wine of the king.
但是呢，我们知道这两个人都是爱主的啊。
But we know that both of them love God.
那么以西结，那么在。加巴鲁的河边做奴工。
And so we see Ezekiel slaving away in the river Tabor.
但是呢，以西结的灵非常的美丽。
But Ezekiel's spiritual life is very beautiful.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，特别青年的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters, especially the young
巴望主在你们中间能得着一些灵性美丽的人。
I hope that God could craft you into the ones with beautiful spiritual eyes.
所以呢，因此呢，神就在这个人身上开始做工。
And so God started working in Ezekiel's life.
那么神看见以西结的光景呢
？And he sees Ezekiel's predicament.
所以呢，神的灵就开始临到以西结。
So God's spirit came upon Ezekiel.
在以西结书里面呢
，So in the book of Ezekiel,
有一个词一共出现过八次。
There's a phrase that came up eight times.
叫神的灵，耶和华神的灵。
It says the hand of God.
对，你看英文把它翻作 hand， 这个手跟灵是同一个字。
And so in English it translates to hand, and hand and spirit is the same meaning.
所以呢，耶和华的灵在他身上，耶和华的手在他身上，一共出现过八次。
So God's hand was on Ezekiel. It was mentioned eight times.
我想今天晚上我们不去读这八次。
So we're not going to read the eight times.
我把它留给青年弟兄姊妹，好吗
？I'll leave it for the younger brother.
你们回去做功课。
That this will be homework.
你回去把这八次的灵都找出来读一读。
That you could go home and find where it mentions this and read it eight times.
我们都知道在圣经里面七是一个完全的数字。
We know in the Bible that seven represents a whole number.
八是一个丰满的数字。
That eight represents a full number. Fullness.
所以呢，你就知道在以西结的身上，他所经历神的灵的工作是一个丰满的工作。
So you can understand that. That God's spirit came upon Ezekiel, and Ezekiel has a full spiritual life.
这是非常重要的一件事情。
This is very important.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
我们的灵如何，神最注意。
That how our spiritual life is what God pays attention to.
很多时候神呢还不太注重你外面的行为呢，你做多少，神注重你的灵。
God might not care about your outward actions, but God cares about your spiritual life.
所以主耶稣跟门徒们在一起的时候，常常讲，你们不知道你们的灵如何呢？
So when God was with, when Jesus was with his apostles, the disciples, he mentioned, you do not know your spiritual life.
今天圣灵住在我们人的灵里面。
So today the Holy Spirit lives within us.
那么圣灵在我们里面的工作能达到什么样的光景？
So what can the Holy Spirit's work show?
跟你灵的品质有关系。
So how much the Holy Spirit can be shown through us is depends on our spiritual lives.
Quality.
Quantity.
你的灵的 quality。
Yes, the quality of your spiritual life.
我们能看见以西结的灵的 quality 是非常的美好的。
We see the quality of Ezekiel's life, spiritual life to be.
所以神在他身上可以做工。
That's why God can work through Ezekiel.
我们刚才讲这个灵，也就是神的手。
And we mentioned that the spirit is God's hand.
在圣经里面，神的手包括很多意义的。
In the Bible, God's hand has a lot of meaning.
那手可以做工，对吧
？Hands can do work.
手可以指引。
Hands can be used to point.
手可以保护。
Hands can be used to protect.
神手可以栽培。
Hands could nurture.
神可以手可以救赎。
Hands could save.
手也可以管制管理。
Hands can also be used to control.
所以呢，就是到了新约时代中间，我们这都是圣灵的工作。
So when it comes to the New Testament, everything is done by the Holy Spirit.
所以以西结是一个随灵而行的人。
So Ezekiel is someone who lives by his spiritual life.
所以他的灵在那个黑暗的时代里面是一盏明灯。
So his spiritual life in the dark times was like a lamp.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，So dear brothers and sisters,
因此神呼召他做守望者。
So that's why God calls him to be a watchman of his time.
今天主也在寻找。
Today God is also searching.
如果我们灵的光景能被神用，被圣灵用，
If our spiritual life can be used by God, by the Holy Spirit,
那么你可以做这个时代的一个守望者。
That you could be a watchman of the age.
那么我们昨天讲过，神在以赛亚书里面呼召守望者。
Yesterday we mentioned in the book of Isaiah, God calls for watchmen.
那么那个守望者有两件重要的事情。
And the watchman has two important tasks.
第一个，他们可以亲眼看见主的降临。
First thing is they could see firsthand God's descending.
第二个，他们可以祷告，让耶路撒冷在全地成为可称赞。
That they could pray that the Jerusalem will be praiseworthy throughout the earth.
就是他们的祷告可以使教会变得美丽。
that through their prayer, the church can become beautiful.
那么在以西结身上呢，我们也看见另外做守望者的一些功用。
And through Ezekiel, we can see some other duties of a watchman.
那么以西结做守望者的功用是什么呢？
So what is the duties of Ezekiel as a watchman?
第一个，
the first,
神要叫他吹角。
God wants him to blow the trumpets.
啊，这个吹角呢，就是传递神的话。
Blowing trumpet means to spread God's word.
所以神对以西结说，你要仔细听我对你所讲的话。
So God tells Ezekiel to listen carefully to what he has to say.
然后把你的话告诉百姓。
And then to tell the Israelites what God said.
所以弟兄姊妹们，今天在教会里面呢。
So today on the church,
我们知道传递神的话很重要。
We know that spreading the gospel is very important.
但是第一件事情，你必须能听见神的话。
But the first thing is you have to be able to hear God's word.
所以我们知道在教会中的讲道呢，不是表达个人的思想的。
So when we're preaching in the church, we're not preaching our own philosophy.
啊，不是我们要发表自己的意见。
We're not trying to state our own opinion.
讲道是要把神的话带给神的百姓。
When we're preaching, we're trying to spread God's words to the people.
如果你听不见，你怎么讲呢？
If you can't hear, how can you spread God's word?
所以求主使我们里面的灵能够活过来。
So I ask that God may make our spiritual life.
与神要有交通。
That our spiritual lives could
communicate with God. 要能听见神的话。
That we could hear God's words.
啊，那么然后呢，你去传递神的话。
And then you go preach God's word.
这传递神的话就像吹号角一样。
That preaching God's word is like blowing the trumpet.
我们知道以色列人在旷野行走的时候啊。
We know that Israelites, when they were in the wilderness,
他们的行动不仅是根据云柱火柱。
That they weren't just following the clouds and the fire.
哎，他们以色列百姓中还制造了很多营号马号。
They also made a lot of instruments.
啊。那个 trumpet,
trumpets,、
啊、
trumpets.
所以呢，当这些祭司们吹号的时候
，so when the priests blew the trumpet,
所以以色列百姓就知道要做什么。
The Israelites know what to do.
哦，现在要起行了，所以大家收集帐篷。
Oh, now it's time to move, so we're gonna gather up our tents.
一吹号要停了，大家就停下来了。
You blow the trumpet, now everyone stops.
有时候一吹号要打仗了，他们就开始上去打仗。
Sometimes you blow the trumpet and everyone goes to war.
所以这个吹号很重要。
So blowing the trumpet is very important.
所以保罗在哥林多前书14章就讲到了。
So that's why Paul in Corinthians chapter 14 says,
在教会里你不能吹那个无定的号角。
That you can't blow a trumpet that doesn't make any sounds.
啊，有的时候你一吹这个号，弟兄姊妹不知道在干什么。
That when you blow a trumpet, the brothers and sisters are confused. They don't know what to do.
啊，有人一吹号，大家都乱跑，这个听不清楚你讲什么。
That you blow the trumpet and everyone just starts running around because they don't.
所以这个吹号很重要。
So blowing the trumpet is very important.
那么在这里，神对以西结说。
So here God is.
你要听我口中的话。
That you listen to what I have to say.
这不是光读圣经呐。
That's not just reading the Bible.
你要听见主口中的话，活的。
That you have to hear God's living words.
所以弟兄姊妹们，所以他要听神的话吹角。
So he has to listen to God's words and blow the trumpet.
今天我们不仅读圣经。
Today we don't only just read the Bible.
我们需要听见主的声音。
We also have to be able to hear God's voice.
教会需要活的言语。
That the church needs a living voice.
Living word.
A living word.
非常的重要。
This is very important.
生命的言语。
This is the living word.
所以弟兄姊妹们，因为以西结的灵活在神的跟前。
So because Ezekiel's life is before God,
所以神就用他来传递神的话语。
So God uses Ezekiel to spread God's word.
那么在第三章和三十三章里面都讲到啊。
So in both in chapter 3 and 33, both.
首先呢，他的话是一个警戒。
That the first, his God's word is a warning.
他警戒什么呢？
What does he warn?
他警戒恶人和义人。
He warns those wicked, those who are wicked.
啊，弟兄姊妹，这很重要。
This is very important.
啊，我们知道圣经呢。
We know that the Bible.
啊，他不用这个好人、坏人来衡量一个人。
The Bible doesn't measure people being good or bad.
啊，今天我们活在地上，我们人是用好人、坏人来分辨，对不对？
when we're living in the earth today, we separate people by good or bad.
我们说这个是好人。
We will say this person is a good person.
那个是坏人。
That person is a bad person.
我们的分辨是用人的行为的分辨，对不对？
And how we separate them is through their actions.
请你记得。
But may you remember.
全本圣经里面，神所说的都是用恶人和义人来做分辨。
But throughout the whole Bible, God separates people by those who are righteous and those who are wicked.
所以圣经里面衡量人呢，跟我们人的道德观念衡量是不一样的。
So how the Bible measures people and how we measure people is very different.
所以在神的眼中来看
，So in God's eyes，
行恶不只是道德的问题。
So being wicked is not just something is not just your actions，
更是目标的问题。
Also has to do with your goal。
那么这个什么意思呢？
So what does this mean?
就行恶的话呢，你不仅光是杀人放火了，你撒谎贪污了，不光是这个。
That being a wicked person doesn't mean you just kill, you burn, and you rob, you lie.
它更重要的是叫你达不到神要你达到的目的。
It's more to do with that you're not able to fulfill God's goal.
所以我们基督徒要明白，你达不到神的目的，那个才是恶。
So if you cannot fulfill God's requirements, God's goal for you, then you're wicked.
所以呢，撒旦把罪恶的性质摆在人的里面。
So God puts, so Satan puts sin in.
他不仅败坏我们的行为。
So not only does Satan corrupt us.
他更重要的是使我们偏离，达不到神的目的。
It is to shift us away so that we're not able to reach God's goal.
所以你看见这个几千年来，人类在地上常常问，我们活着的目的是什么
？So throughout thousands of years, everyone asks, what's the purpose of living?
弟兄姊妹们。你活着的目的是什么
？What, brothers and sisters, what is your purpose for your life?
多少的智慧人呢
？How many smart and knowledgeable people?
想到这个问题都发疯了。
Once they thought of this question, they went crazy.
所以有人想到就想到不行就自杀了，很多啊。
A lot of people they start thinking about it and they can't come.
你们知道这个世界中有很多有名望的人，很多有学问的人自杀了。
And in this earth, there's a lot of knowledgeable, lots of.
因为他一想这个问题啊，想不通啊，你自己错乱。
Once they start thinking about this question, they aren't able to come up with the answer.
弟兄姊妹，这多么可怕的一件事情！
This is such a scary scene.
我记得从前有一个弟兄传福音时就这样讲。
I know a brother or sister who once was preaching. He mentioned this.
为什么你今天还不会自杀呢？
Why didn't you suicide today?
因为你不够聪明。
Because you're not smart enough.
那些聪明人过度聪明又不晓得人生的目的是什么。
Because those who are smart and they don't know God's will.
所以我满心感谢我的主。
So I deeply thank my Lord.
从我得救之后。
Since I've been saved.
有一个很清楚的意念，我知道我的人生是有目的的。
I have a very, very clear thought and I know the meaning of my life.
弟兄姊妹，你知道你的人生有目的吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you know the purpose of your life?
如果你达不到这个目的。
If you cannot fulfill this purpose.
那么就是恶。
Then you're wicked.
所以今天罪恶的本性在我们的里面。
So the wickedness is within us.
不仅是叫我们做了坏事。
So not only is it us doing bad.
更重要的是叫我们达不到神的目的。
But it's more to do with that we are not able to fulfill God's goal.
所以你们都知道，在这个希腊文里面呢。
So in Greek.
这个罪这个字，这个 hamartia 这个罪这个字。
The sin hamartia.
它如果直译的话，直接翻译过来是什么呢？
If it's a direct translation,
就是痴女，失去目标。
It's that you miss the mark.
失去的目标。
That you miss the mark.
或者还有一个意思，就把你引到错误的里面去。
Another translation is to take you into the wrong path.
这是当初撒旦呢，要把这个罪放在人里面最可怕的东西。
This is the scariest sin that the God that Satan put into humans.
所以弟兄姊妹们，在圣经中讲到恶人的时候。
So in the Bible, when it mentions wicked people,
是达不到神目的的人叫恶人。
It's those who are not able to reach God's goal.
所以呢，神不是要救好人，好人也不知道神的目的是什么，对不对
？So God isn't trying to save good people. Good people doesn't know what's God's goal.
所以我们常常传福音的时候讲，好人也不能上天堂啊！你说好人也不能上天堂
？So many times when we preach the gospel, we said that good people can't go to heaven either.
因为那好人达不到神的目的嘛。
Because good people can't fulfill God's goal.
只有义人可以达到神的目的。
Only those who are righteous can fulfill God's goal.
所以义人不仅是好人。
So righteous people are not just good people.
是他们的行动，更是 正直、合理与神一致的人。
That the righteous people, that their actions are one with God, according to God's will.
弟兄姊妹，我们明白吗？
So brothers and sisters, do we understand?
所以现在呢，神叫以西结说呢，你要去警戒恶人和义人。
So it, God tells Ezekiel that he has to warn the wicked and the righteous.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
So dear brothers and sisters.
今天我们在地上跟随主。
That today in this earth when we're following God.
很多的时候不仅我们的行为有偏离，甚至道路也偏离。
That not only is our actions wrong, our goal is wrong.
所以要听神的话。
So we listen to God's word.
教会里面需要有这样警戒的话。
That the church needs these warnings.
我们在这里侍奉不是根据基督教的传统。
That we're not acting according to the Christian tradition.
我们也不是根据人的道德。
We're not acting towards.
也不是一个宗教行为。
We're not acting because of religion.
弟兄姊妹，这些话都是警戒修正我们的。
That these words are all warnings to us.
是为要把我们带到正路上面。
And that their purpose is to bring us to the right path.
我们都知道，我们一蒙恩得救，我们就已经摆在什么称义的地位上了，对不对？
And that once we're saved, we are put into the righteous path.
但是你不仅站在称义的地位上，你要走义路。
Not only do you have to be on the righteous, put in a righteous place, you also have to walk the righteous path.
你必须以基督为你的义。
You have to have Jesus as your goal.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，在这个末了的时代，
that in this end time,
你看看今天地上教会的光景。
That you look at the situation of churches.
很多神的儿女们偏离正路。
Lots of brothers and sisters have left the path.
很多教会也偏离正路。
Lots of churches have left the righteous path.
这在神的眼中看为恶。
And in God's eyes, that's wickedness.
所以需要有守望的人。
And so we need a watchman.
我们在教会中要做守望的人。
So our church needs to be a watchman.
我们必须彼此的勉励。
We must all warn each other.
做义人。
To be righteous.
走义路。
To walk the righteous path.
行义。
To do righteous.
约翰到晚年的时候告诉我们行义，对吧？
So John, when he's old, he tells us to do right.
我们要一同在这里做见证，要把教会的路把它摆对了。
They all here have to testify that we're trying to straighten the path of the church.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，So dear brothers and sisters.
那么神就叫以西结。
So God tells Ezekiel.
在那个大荒凉的日子。
In this desolate time.
啊，以色列人被掳，兵荒马乱。
That the Israelites were exiled. That is
乱成一片的光景中
those chaos and war.
多少神的百姓们偏行己路
How many of God's people have
整个以色列国的光景都有偏离
How many of the entire country of Israel
神兴起以西结做守望者
That God calls Ezekiel to be the watchman.
修正神百姓的道路
That to fix the people onto the righteous path.
所以他听神的话，起来警戒神的百姓。
That he listened to God's word to warn God's people.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
神给他的这个命令是蛮厉害的。
The commandment God gives Ezekiel is pretty powerful.
主说，如果你听见了你不说
，If you heard and you didn't act，
啊，那么这个恶人如果偏离死了
，If the wicked died，
主说我要追。他上面的向你追他上面的罪。
That I will hold you accountable.
如果你讲了
，But if you said something，
他仍旧行恶，那他自己负责。
If you dissuaded them, but they still continue their wicked ways.
如果你警戒义人
，If you warned the righteous，
这个义人偏离了义了
，That if the righteous person
left
the righteous path, they will still die.
但是你如果警戒他，他回头了
，But if you were to warn the righteous person and they went back to their righteous ways，
那么你就活了
，That you will live.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，我这些年我常常有个感觉。
Dear brothers and sisters, throughout these years, I always have a feeling.
我早年的时候，我有很多的同伴，青年的同伴。
That when I was young, I have lots of brothers and sisters among me.
我们都很有决心，在主面前跟随主走正路。
We all have a fervent heart to follow God.
但是时间会考验人的。
But time tests people.
所以过了几十年之后呢
？After decades.
弟兄姊妹，我们就看见很多义人都偏离路了。
We see lots of righteous people have left the righteous path.
所以主告诉我们，如果你当初是义人，今天你偏离了路，你的义也救不了你。
So God tells us that if you were once a righteous person and you now left the righteous path, your righteousness cannot save you.
因为我们的神是有目的的神。
Because our God is
a God of goal. 他一定要你达到他的目的。
He wants you to reach his goal.
你达到他的目的，结果呢， 我们的主在十字架上所付的代价就白付了，对不对呢？
That if you cannot fulfill God's goal, then Jesus' death on the cross is in vain.
所以求主使我们里面得警戒。
So we may ask God to, for us to be alert.
今天如果我们的光景偏离了，
If today we left the righteous path,
主可以挽回我们。
God can still save us.
所以为什么主耶稣被称作是挽回祭？Propitiation, do you know that word? 那么一个字叫做挽回祭，就是神可以把我们呢，挽回过来 ，restore 好了 ，restoration.
Okay, and the meaning was that God could still restore us.
啊，这是主莫大的恩典呐。
That this is a great grace from God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
不要一直错误到底的意思就这样。
Don't commit wickedness to the very end.
你有机会的。
You have a chance.
还没有来，他宽容我们，对不对
？God hasn't come. God,
希望我们所有弟兄姊妹都被挽回。
So we may all be restored.
我们要行义。
That we will act in righteousness.
我们要走义路。
That we will walk in righteousness.
我们教会要行走在主的正道上。
That the church will act according to God's will.
他的血能够保护我们，接近我们。
God's blood will cleanse us and protect us.
也可以挽回我们。
And it can also restore us.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，So dear brothers and sisters,
在那个荒凉的年间
，So during those desolate times,
神把一个重要的负担托付给以西结。
God put an important burden to give important burden to.
他要做守望者
，That he has to be a watchman.
就是挽回神的百姓。
That he has to restore and restore God's.
今天巴望主给我们一个柔软的心。
That God may give us a softened heart.
让主能把我们挽回过来。
That Jesus can restore us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers,
现在我们懂得什么是义人，什么是恶人，对吧
？Now we understand what's a wicked person, what's a righteous person.
啊，请我们记得，今天弟兄姊妹也记得。
That may brothers and sisters remember.
神不是用好坏来做衡量的。
That God doesn't measure us by good or bad.
神是用恶和义来做衡量的。
God measures us by righteousness.
这是圣经的标准。
This is the Bible's measurement.
因为呢，只有义人能达到神的目的。
Because only the righteous can reach God's goal.
所以我们感谢主。
So we thank the Lord.
神借着以西结。
That God through Ezekiel
做了一件非常重要的一件事情。
That God through Ezekiel did a very important task.
所以呢，这个也说明了啊，做守望者的一面的功用。
So this also explains the task, the duty of the watchman.
啊，那么在这个功用里面呢，他不仅要警戒这个恶人和义人。
So not only does the watchman have to warn the righteous and the wickedness.
在以西结书里面。
That in the book of Ezekiel.
从第四十章以后。
After chapter 40.
那是一个重大的启示。
It is a great proclamation.
因为呢，以西结在高大的山上看见南面有一座城。
Because Ezekiel on a high mountain to the south saw a city.
我们昨天讲过。
Yesterday we mentioned.
我们的神所以不打盹不睡觉，不仅看顾他羊群。
That our Lord doesn't sleep, doesn't rest, that He watches over His flock.
神更注重的是那一座城。
God cares more about that city.
因为那是神永远的旨意。
Because that city represents God's eternal will.
神一定要叫他的旨意得到成就。
That God will have to have His will be fulfilled.
所以呢，神把一个重要的意象给以西结看见。
So God gave Ezekiel a very important vision.
所以以西结要把这个意象传递给神的百姓。
So Ezekiel has to tell the people this important vision.
因为在当时。
Because at the time.
那么圣殿已经被拆毁。
The Holy Temple already got destroyed.
现在他又看见整个城都被拆毁了。
Now he sees that the entire city is destroyed.
感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
地上的城被拆毁了。
That the earthly temple got destroyed.
但是在意象中看见神的城是完美的。
But in the vision, God's temple is still perfectly intact.
哇，这个看见非常的宝贵。
This vision is very important.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters.
那么，首先呢，我们知道他看到。在那座城的前面站着一个人。
He sees that in front of the city there's a person.
那个人呢是一个铜人，整个是一个铜的。
And this person is made of bronze.
但是他不是个铜像啊，是活的人，是铜的人。
This isn't a bronze statue. This is a living person.
当然，这是个预表的说法。
Of course, this represents. Something.
因为这个铜人就是指的我们的主说的。
And this bronze man with appearance of bronze.
他站在这个城门口。
That he stands before the city gate.
就代表他是家主。
That he's the mayor of the city. That he's the
master.
Master of the city.
啊。他是家主。
He's the master.
感谢我们的神。
Bless our God.
今天呢，弟兄姊妹们，这是神的家。
This is God's house.
谁是家主啊
？That God is the master.
你不是，我也不是。
It's not you. It's not me.
他是家主。
That he's the master.
啊，弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
他是主人。
That he's the head of the household.
并且呢，他是一个铜人。
But he's also with appearance of bronze.
我们知道这个铜的意思就代表审判。
And we know that the bronze represents judgment.
在神的家中，他才是一切的标准，一切的判断。
That in his house, God is the person that is measured against.
你不是标准，我也不是标准。
We are not the role model.
只有他是标准。
Only God could be the
standard.
Benchmark, the standard, yes.
啊，那么弟兄姊妹们。今天我们要按照这个同人的标准建造教会。
That we have to build a church according to the person who appears like bronze standard.
我们知道在教会历史上呢，人常常犯很多的错误。
And we know that on earth we make a lot of mistakes.
哎呀，我们在教会中很多时候把那个大有恩赐的人做标准。
That we took a lot. That we make people who are very talented the role model.
这是一个很大的错误。
This is a great mistake.
把马丁路德当标准，不对的。
We use Martin Luther as a role model.
你把 John Wesley 当标准，不对的。
That we use John Wesley to be the standard.
没有人可以做这个标准的。
No one can be the standard.
保罗不能做这个标准。
Not even Paul can be.
约翰也不能做这个标准。
John cannot be the standard.
这个标准乃是主的自己。
That this standard is God Himself.
所以我们在教会中侍奉要很谨慎啊。
So when we serve in the church, we have to be very
我们是仆人，他是主人，对不对
？We are servants. He's the
master. 你不能搞错了，变成你是主人，他变仆人了。
We cannot get this wrong. We cannot become the master.
所以你看很多基督徒啊，就像不懂事的孩子一样，常常祷告：主啊，你为做我做这个，为我做那个。那么到底谁是主人呢、啊、
？So there are lots of brothers and sisters who would call out to God, God, give me this, give me that. Who's the master?、
我们只能听命。
We can only,
他要我们做什么，我们就做什么。
We can listen to God's command.
这样教会呢，才能得着建立。
And this is how the church should be built.
并且呢，他才是真正的建造者。
And he is a true builder.
你看见他手中拿着两样的工具啊。
We see that he holds two tools in his hand.
一个是杆子。
One is a
一个 rod.
A rod, measuring rod.
另外一个呢是绳子。
Another one is a linen cord.
弟兄姊妹们，你看见那个杆子是量小东西的。
A measuring rod is meant to measure small stuff.
这个绳子呢是量大东西的。
A linen cord is meant to measure big things.
所以圣经说，只有他是公司，他是工程师。
That God is the engineer, He's the architect.
这个教会只能让他来建造。
That only God should be could be the builder.
如果他是建造者
，If God is the builder,
你看见这个工作是完整的。
Then the structure is complete.
所以地上的耶路撒冷被拆毁了。
So the Jerusalem on earth was destroyed.
但是以西结在异象中看见一个耶路撒冷是完整的。
But in the vision, Ezekiel sees a complete city, a complete temple.
因为这一大段内容太丰富了。
Because this whole entire part is too.
我今天晚上不可能细细的来讲解它。
Because this segment is so long, it's so deep.
我要愿意简单的给你看见一幅图画。
I can only give you a brief, simple description.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
神让以西结做守望者。
God made Ezekiel a watchman.
就是要叫他看守神的城池。
So that he could watch over God's city.
所以今天弟兄姊妹们，在地上我们还有日子的时候，我们愿不愿意做这样的守望者？
So brothers and sisters, while we're still alive in this world, do we want to be this watchman?
我们来顾念神的家。
That we can watch over God's house.
看守神的家。
That we may protect God's house.
弟兄姊妹，我刚刚已经讲过，先知的眼光都是两面的。
I mentioned before that a prophet has two perspectives.
一个看见眼前的，
one sees the current,
另外一个看见永远的，
other one sees eternity.
看见眼前的是破灭的，
the current situation is going to lead to destruction.
看见眼前都是荒凉的，
the current situation is desolate.
看见眼前是被打散的，
the current thing is shattered.
但是一看见永远的，
but once you see the eternity,
是完整的，
it's complete. It's
并且在以西结的意象里面有一个特长。
Also in Ezekiel, vision is a particular.
你又看见了每样事物的尺寸呢，都是完完整整的。
That every single thing is measured to perfection.
神就是告诉以西结说。
So God is telling Ezekiel.
在神的工作里面。
That in God's work.
没有一个地方是缺少尺寸的。
That nothing is without being is with is.
哇，量这个城墙。
That measures,
一定的尺寸。
That measures the walls to a certain.
量这个大门也是一定的尺寸。
They measure the gate to a specific
height. 梁里面的殿一定的尺寸。
He measures the temple to a.
梁里面的地，梁里面的房屋都是有尺寸的。
He measures the housing, he measures the ground.
并且是一寸不差的。
That they're all perfect.
因为你知道当时以西结内心已经很痛苦啊。
At that time, you know that Ezekiel is very.
他是一个爱神的人。
That he's very sorrowful. He loves.
他也是一个爱以色列的人。
But he's also someone who loves Israel.
更是爱圣殿的人。
He's also someone who loves.
本来按照他的年龄，他应该在圣殿里面做祭司的。
According to his age, he should be a priest in his temple.
现在呢，被弄到那个河旁边去做奴工去了。
Yet now he's a slave.
你看他里面是多么痛苦的。
To see how sorrowful.
眼看着圣殿被拆毁，圣城被拆毁。
Seeing the city being destroyed, the temple being destroyed.
所以那个是叫人心碎的一幅图画，对不对？
This is such a heartbreaking scene.
但是神在异象中给他看见的。
But in the vision, God lets him.
叫他得到何等大的鼓舞啊！
What encouragement this is!
原来神的工作没有人能破坏的。
That God's work no one can destroy.
今天呢，撒旦破坏的只是教会的外表。
That today, God, the Satan only destroys the outward.
真正的教会。是撒旦破坏不了的。
That the true church cannot be destroyed by Satan.
愿主开我们的眼睛。
May God open our eyes.
让我们能看见这个。
That we may see.
那么你侍奉主就不会灰心了。
That way you will not be heartbroken.
啊，你在你看守神的城池，你里面就会得到鼓舞了。
That when by looking over God's city, you will be encouraged.
所以我们要看见那个永远的。
So we have to see the eternity.
一切根据那个永远的。
Everything is with the eternity.
否则弟兄姊妹，我们今天在地上跟随主啊，真的何等容易灰心啊。
Or else if we just follow God in this world, it's so easy to be heartbroken.
感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
神定了荣耀的旨意。
That God gave a glorious will.
神自己来完成它。
That he's going to complete this glorious will.
哎呀，这个是莫大的恩典和怜悯。
This is such a glorious blessing.
所以愿主让我们成为一个时代的守望者。
So that God will make us a watchman of the age.
眼看今天地上的众教会的光景的荒凉。
That we see the terrible situation of the.
我们却是根据神永远的那个美丽的完成的工作，奋勇的往前。
But we're able to see God's eternal complete work and chase after that.
所以以西结在四十章以后看见的那一座城，一点点的尺寸都没有差。
So we see that in Ezekiel chapter 40, Ezekiel sees a city, every single part of the city is.
他的看见跟约翰在启示录晚年所看见那个圣城新耶路撒冷一样的东西。
He saw the same image as John in Revelation seeing the New Jerusalem.
所以历史历代所有跟随主的人。
So throughout the generation, everyone who followed God,
他们都是因这个异象得着鼓舞，得着激励。
It is through this vision that they were encouraged.
所以你作为守望者，
so as a watchman,
你要传递这个异象。
You have to spread, tell people about this vision.
告诉神的百姓，神的旨意是一定要完成的。
Tell God's people that His will has to be fulfilled.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
那日子那时辰就在眼前。
That day, that time is right before us.
那一天你会看见神整个的工作是完全的。
That day you'll see God's work to be complete.
所以主叫我们为着那日子那时辰要做警醒的人。
That because of that day, we have to be alert and we have to be on guard.
如果你要能够作为这个时代的守望者，
if you can become a watchman of the age,
你必须首先维持你灵里面能有一个正常的光景。
You have to at first have a steady spiritual life.
我再说，
I'll say it again.
这跟我们个人的灵有非常重要的关系。
It is importantly linked to our spiritual life.
愿主用他厚厚的膏油充满我们这个器皿。
That God may use his anointing oil and fulfill our lamp.
让我们灵里面的灯在这个黑暗的时代中像火灯一样照亮出来。
That may our spiritual lamp be like a lamp and be brightened in this dark times.
就像保罗在腓立比书第二章所讲的一样。
Just like Paul mentioned in Second Corinthians.
在这个弯曲被扭的时代。
In this twisted time.
让我们能像明光照耀一样，把生命的道把它表明出来。
And we could be a lamp and shine out the spiritual path.
愿主使我们弟兄姊妹们都能听见，在这个时代中主对我们的呼召。
That all brothers and sisters can hear God's calling in this time.
让我们答应他的呼召，起来做一个守望者。
That we may accept God's calling and become a watchman.
所以在以西结书里面，
So in the book of Ezekiel,
还有给我们看见了一个守望者的另外的一些的功用。
He shows us the task, the duties of a watchman.
那么一个是相互的警戒。
One is to warn the wicked and the righteous.
我们要脱离那个恶的光景，能够回到义的光景中。
That would leave wickedness and come back to righteousness.
另外，因为我们一同起来守望，看顾神的家。
And we all watch over God's house.
啊，愿主祝福他自己的话。
May God bless His word.
请我们低头在这里祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
主啊，我们真是满心的感谢你。
But we are full of thankfulness.
我们所处的时代是混乱黑暗的。
That the time that we live in is dark.
如同以西结所处的年代一样。
Just like the time in Ezekiel.
但愿主使我们灵里面刚强。
That you may strengthen our spiritual life.
让圣灵的膏油丰丰富富地充满我们。
That we may be full with the anointing oil.
让我们灵里明亮地活在你自己的跟前。
That our spiritual life may live brightly before you.
主啊，愿你修正所有一切邪恶的事物。
That you may fix all those wicked things.
把我们的脚引到义路上面。
That may lead us onto the righteous path.
主啊，也许我们过去有些年日已经有了偏离了。
Although we might have left the righteous path,
但是今天你使我们重新回到正路上面。
That you may lead us back into the righteous path today.
不仅我们个人的光景是这样。
That not just for us.
整个教会的光景都是这样。
But this may be the case for the entire
主、啊、
church.
愿我们成为这个末了时代中的一些守望者。
That we may become a watchman of the end times.
我们在这里看守你的家。
That we may watch over your house.
愿你荣耀你自己的圣名。
That you may Give glory to yourself.
谢谢你与我们众人同在。
Thank you for being with us.
垂听我们的祷告。
And listening to our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In Jesus Christ's precious name.
Amen.
Amen.